This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink. Please take your seat and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laughing Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome back to the theater. It's the Laughing Theater. I am your host, Andy Atherton. Thank you. We're back. We haven't done a lot of these this year so far. We've done one, I believe. That was Happy Gilmore with Tim Slomka, who was a first-timer on the show. And again, another first-timer, but somebody who I am very familiar with. He actually is the co-host on one of my many pods. That's the one I do with Miranda. That is the Disney podcast. That is Pop Goes the Classics. We're going chronologically and all the fun Disney animated films, and it's been a ton of fun. It was great to have him come on board. Let me introduce him now. It is Steve Riddle. Hey, Steve, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
Thank you for coming to the theater and watching a very funny movie with us tonight, which we'll talk about in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Steve, before we get to the movie proper, let's kind of talk about you and how you came to Place to Be Nation, what you've been doing over the years for Place to Be Nation, because you are probably one of the most active writers we have on the site. So let's kind of talk about, how you found it, how you came into the fold, things you've done for the site and podcasts. So there you go.
Well, anybody who knows, I've been a member pretty much since the very beginning, even going before PlaceToBeNation.com formed. I have been associated with the godfathers of the site, Scott and Justin, since the mid-2000s when they were doing their written pay-per-view wrestling reviews for Graham Coughlin's HistoryOfWWE.com site. I've been following them since that, and then when they started their message board in 07, I became a member pretty quickly. Been a member of that ever since 2007. And then when they started, doing podcasts, I was, regular listener. I've been a guest on there, guest with them a couple times. And like I said, when the site launched in 2013, I've been, with it since the beginning, mainly as a, reader, reading all those, articles, listening to all the podcasts. And it's only really been a few years ago that I started kind of becoming active in the site, doing different articles. Started mainly with the Vintage Raw previewing, where I would take a match from the show that Scott and Justin were doing and kind of get my own little review on it because I like to review stuff like that. And also the Box Office Report, which I started in 2016, and pretty much just kind of going with those. And then by 2019, when Disney Plus launched, I decided to do a weekly article basically going through all the Disney films, kind of what we're doing on the podcast, on the Pop Goes the Classics podcast, but I was doing it in written form and, going a little bit more detail on certain aspects of them. And that just wrapped up last year. So right now I'm now going through and doing a list of like stuff I had kind of taken note of during those reviews, princesses and heroes, princesses, villains, songs and movies. That's currently going on. And just been kind of mainly been on the writing side. I really only got to the audio side last year when I joined you and Miranda for Pop Goes the Classics. And, been having fun doing that and been making a few other guest spots here and there. So, it's been really cool being being here since, been here on the on the ground floor since 2013 and been a loyal member ever since.
That's great. Yeah, and it's great to have you in joining the podcast part of the Place to Be Nation a little more. It hasn't dropped yet, but you will be on the next episode of Making Mount Rushmore, talking about one-hit wonders from the 80s and 90s. It was a lot of fun, that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Sometimes people don't understand what a one-hit wonder is, but we had a good time. We had a good time with it. It's always fun. That has become one of my favorite shows to do because I have different people, different combinations every time. And it always, everybody, you know, yes, there are disagreements and arguments and people like look at each other through Skype, like, you know, we don't do like with camera, but I can see people like giving each other looks like, what are you talking about? But it's all fun and it's a good time and it leads to a lot of spirited discussions. And that's really what the theme of the show is. And I'm happy that you have become one of our panelists. So hopefully we'll see you on future episodes, which I think you're going to be on one of the March shows. We're going to talk some video games again. I like to bounce around to, keep it fresh. So we don't, do the same genre or type of topic, two shows in a row. All right. So that's very cool. So make sure you go to PlayStationNation.com, check out Steve's work. It is up there very regularly. Like I said, he is one of our top contributors to the site in written form. So please check it out. So Steve, though, we're not here to talk about your great articles. We're not here to talk about Pop Goes the Classic Disney. We're here to talk about a comedy movie that we're going to watch together. And what is that movie?
So the movie we are going to be watching today is, I think many would probably consider it the biggest surprise hit of 2009. And that is The Hangover.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Great pick. I love this movie personally. And it has been on my wish list for quite some time for this show. So I'm very glad you picked this when I asked you to be on the show. How come you picked it though, Steve? I want to know.
Well, it was one of the few comedies I actually had in my collection. I have a, pretty wide variety of films in there, but there's a lot of the same stuff. Like I have like almost all the MCU films. I have, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Hunger Games, just a lot of like collections, but very
genre,
few.
Yeah,
all different genres, but it seemed like comedy was very a lot more limited than I expected. I had a couple of other ones, but and there's something about The Hangover that I always enjoyed. It's actually been a little bit since I've seen it, so I'm actually kind of going into this with some fairly fresh eyes. But I always thought it was really funny and really kind of unexpected. Mm-hmm. At the time when it came out.
Yeah. When did you first see it? Did you see this in the theaters or is this a home view first time?
No, I saw it in the theaters. I actually was working in the movie theaters when this came out. So I had a, anytime I would, especially working usher and I had to go in to like do theater checks and then to do cleans. And, every time you go in, you just hear constant uproarious laughter from the audience. So I always thought that was pretty funny, especially, when I would go in for theater cleans, we would see like the end of the film. Mm-hmm. During the credits, which we'll obviously talk about. You always hear the great, hearing an audience laugh is really cool to hear, especially when you're on the other side of it as a theater employee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can recall seeing this in the theater as well. I it's up there with like There's Something About Mary. I'm trying to think of other films that there was so much laughter that you miss jokes sometimes because you couldn't really hear because people were mm-hmm. laughing so much. So I think I actually saw this twice in the movie theater. But yeah, it's very funny. It was breakout for a lot of people. Starring Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, Zach Galifianakis, Jonathan Bartha, Heather Graham, Jeffrey Tambor, Ken Jeong, Rachel Harris, Mike Tyson is really funny, Mike Epps. Yeah, it's a great cast. I don't know if I had watched Alias at the time. Maybe I was watching Alias a little bit, so I didn't know Bradley Cooper outside of The Wedding Crashers probably too much. Ed Helms I had no clue on because I don't know if The Office was The Office on yet or...
In 2009? It says 2006 to 2013. So yeah, it was still on. It was probably in its, I would assume it's in, it was
oh,
in
so
its
he
prime
hadn't
at this
been
point.
On the show yet. I don't think. I think he may have just been coming on the show. I don't know. But Zach Galifianakis, I knew from some things. And yeah, Heather Graham had a crush on her since License to Drive. So and Ken Jeong was starting to break out. So yeah, it's really funny. And like you said, it was very surprising. All right. So all that pleasantries out of the way, we are getting ready to watch this movie. Steve is watching it on DVD Blu-ray. I'm watching it on Amazon Prime. So we're both queued up to basically the start of the counter, and we have kind of like a half faded shot of the Warner Bros. Movie studio for those of you watching along at home. So Steve, on my count, we will hit play. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1, play. All right. So we have this nice little Warner Brothers reveal of Warner Brothers Pictures logo here.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when the first trailers for this film came out in 2009. I think a lot of people were looking forward to it, but I think a little bit skeptical that it wasn't going to do well, that it might just be a little too maybe lowbrow. And yeah. When it did as well as it did, I think people were very pleasantly surprised. To the fact that it ended up kind of unexpectedly spawning a franchise.
Yeah. Yeah, which I have mixed feelings on the two sequels. So we're starting off with Doug talking. We hear his name. I guess they're setting up for a wedding. Just kind of painting a picture of where we are in the movie so far. They're setting up. And it's Legendary, which I think was a new company, a newish company at the time. Todd Phillips, I don't think, had really become a major director yet. And, we see Tracy right here, who is the bride of this wedding that everybody seems to be waiting for. They can't reach some guys. I guess it's Doug who's the groom, right?
Yeah, he's the groom.
And Jeffrey Tambor, very funny, from Hank Kingsley. I didn't watch Arrested Development, but I always remember him from The Ropers and other stuff like that.
Right.
yeah, listen. we fucked up. That's one of the best ones.
I find it interesting they kind of started with this to kind of set the tone for what's going to happen. Like you're about to see like the aftermath of this wild night that they had.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a mystery movie where they have to piece together what happened to them, and they have to use all these clues, and if you break it really down to basics, it's almost like Indiana. You could compare it to Indiana Jones saying, he had to go here to get this, and he got this clue that led him here and there. And that's kind of how this is. It's kind of a deconstructed mystery, I guess. It, just with the package of being a movie with, Dick and Fart Joke movie, basically.
Yeah. And actually, I got the wiki page for it set up. Apparently, it said, according to this, in 2018, Hasbro issued a parody version of their board game Clue, where players had to locate a missing friend somewhere in the city after a wild night of carousing. So I wonder how that turned out.
Oh, man, I would so buy a Monopoly based on a Hangover. Or Clue, whatever it was. Clue, yeah.
Clue, yeah.
Yeah, so here's Vegas. Nice skyline here, shots of 2009 Vegas.
You ever been there?
Yeah, I've been twice. I was in 2000 and again 2006. Both times for bachelor parties. So didn't lose anybody like this. But, it was fun both times. A little different. Like the first time was a bigger crew. Second time was there were just four of us, and we mostly had like nice dinners and gambled and stuff. We were a little bit older at the time. I mean, we were first time when it was in my I was like 27. The second time was 33, so a little different. I was already a father and all that stuff, so it was kind of different. Hey, watch it, pervert.
Would it be safe to say that this was pretty much the breakout for Zach Galifianakis?
Yeah, he had done a few things. He mostly played the smarter character, not like the idiot. Like here he's kind of like the goofy moron kind of speak, the fool of the group. He was in that movie was it Out Cold, where. He played like the whole it was in Alaska and one of the what the hell is it? Jeremy or Jason London, I can't remember which one was that. Here's Justin Bartha. I think had done the National Treasure movies by now.
Yeah, he had.
So which I enjoyed him in. And there's Alan wearing a jock strap. Yeah. I had a friend of mine that was, that whispered in my ear, what happens in Vegas? I'm like, I got it. Thank you. I don't plan to do anything like that, but okay. Yeah, so his prospective brother-in-law as a, you know, trying to give them like the code, the oath, saying, you know, nothing's going to happen. Kind of an uncomfortable hug there. Oh, look at that Mercedes.
That's a nice car.
Sid, we're family now. He's got like a shrine to his Mercedes. He's got the flag and everything.
Right?
And there's Alan playing with the dog in the background. Don't let Alan drive. Sitting there making out with a lab.
And Phil either. I don't like him.
Yeah, Phil's kind of a jerk. A mild way to put it. And even his prospective father-in-law says, remember, what happens in Vegas? Except for herpes. That should have come back with you. Here we go to a Catholic school, it looks like.
Of all the places for Phil to work.
Yeah. Come on, we're having a trip. Come on, get your money in for your field trip. He's got an envelope that says
That's where he takes their money and puts it in with that.
Kind of tells you all you need to know about Phil right there.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's why do you have to park so close? I shouldn't be here.
I shouldn't be here.
I'm not supposed to be within 200
feet. 200 feet? Or Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, Alan. It's the weekend, Bunnick. You don't exist. I love that. This car. He's like, let me drive. He's like, no.
Yeah. Before these nerds ask me another question.
Who's this? I met you like four times. Oh, yeah. How you doing, man?
Oh, yeah, I think it's clear to see who's the dominant force in this relationship.
Oh, yeah. I like Rachel Harris, too. She's pretty funny in everything she's in. But she's such a bitch in this movie. poor Stu. He's got that sweater. I would never, if I ever wear a sweater like that, somebody needs to slap me.
And she turns away from a kiss.
I hope you're not going to some strip club when you're up there. His bullshit story of we're going to Napa Valley.
Phil will sniff one out.
Yeah, and Phil with the reputation here. You know how I feel about that. Because they're gross. Yuck, pooey.
And pathetic.
Yes, they are. They are filthy.
That's somebody's daughter up there.
Yeah. Well, God, way to, like, you know, kill it. My friend's armature. And then you have Phil saying, we're not going to repeat it here, paging doctor something.
Yeah.
Doctor something. And I love, like, he's like, I'm screwed. It's a good idea. You should go, doctor so-and-so.
And of course, the running joke here is that he thinks he's a legitimate doctor, and when in reality, he's just a dentist.
I'm just a dentist, yeah. Yeah, this is, what's funny is that I had taken some screenwriting classes. And even though it's different from the movie that we actually see, the screenwriting instructor, Pilar Alessandra, who I love, she's awesome, on the page. Check that out. If you're ever interested in screenwriting, look up Pilar. The kid gives him the finger. She sent me a copy of the original script for this to work on character introductions. And as we saw, like how great they are, you really know all you need to know about these characters before they even leave for Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Phil is our Disney drunk driver. My dad loves the car more than me.
That was difficult. Leave the wife and kid at home.
Yeah. dude, I was being sarcastic. I fucking hate my life.
I just might stay in Vegas.
Yeah,
dying a little bit every day.
Phil is not happily married, although his wife is hot. I'm sorry, Jillian Vigman, the actress who plays her in like a very small part, she's hot. I want to know what the hell Phil is complaining about.
Yeah, and he seems like he does love his kids, so.
Yeah.
Oops, they nearly hit a truck.
That was awesome.
That was not awesome.
You should have seen your face. Classic. Phil's laughing at that one though.
Yeah, well, Doug and Stu are like, you know, freaked out of their minds.
Yeah, it's tough to have the blind spot.
Reading up on blackjack.
This old guy just says, nice car. Don't touch it.
Don't even look at it.
It's an asshole.
So I went to Vegas for the first time last back in 2019. And since I'm here in Phoenix, I decided to, I drove there. So yeah, driving through the desert is a very, interesting experience. I will say that the few gas stations they have on the road there, they gouge you, man. Some of the stations I saw were like over $4 a gallon. It was like, it was insane.
Wow. Like, don't let him gamble or drink too much. It was like a gremlin. He's got all these rules and instructions and shit. I love that.
And one water. And she bought it.
So 3 years and you start to lie about Vegas. It's not worth the fight.
She can have a bellhop on a Carnival cruise line.
First of all, he was a bartender.
That's like another, you know, good through line through the film.
Yeah, good running gag.
Like, she cheats on him and he's like, you know, he explained it away.
And so his girl working in the gas station is getting quite the earful.
she's like, I'm just a gas clerk. I do not need to know your personal lives.
The thing about gambling, it's not gambling when you know you're going to win. County credit is illegal after 9/11. Oh, Jesus. It's a lot been lied. You gotta be super smart. You should tell that to Rain.
Tell that to Rain Man. He practically bankrupted the casino.
Yeah. Phil was just in there cracking up. Yeah, I mean, I did Swingers with Todd Weber. He talked about the drive to Vegas where it's long from Lowell. You think it's so close because they look glamorous, but it's like a 4 or 5 hour drive.
Yeah, it was, and that's if you're just, you know, that's without stopping too.
Yeah. Oh God, Vegas at night though is something else. I'll tell you.
Oof. Oh, I agree. Beautiful.
Bellagio fountains right there.
Oh, they're so amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I went, it was over 4th of July. So on the 4th, I was outside Caesar's Palace when the fireworks went off. And it was really cool, but it was like they were going off and it seemed like they were like right next to the building. Mm-hmm. So it was like really insane too. Mm. And actually that's where I stayed when I went to Vegas, was Caesar's Palace.
Dr. Price, you're really a dentist.
He's a dentist. Don't get too excited.
Someone has a heart attack. You should still call
911. Still call 911. Do you know the hotel's pager friendly? Bunch of payphones.
There's a phone in your room. That'll work.
She's like, I don't get paid enough to answer questions like that.
I
Let me see if this chick was anything else. She was in Due Date and Old School also. Hmm. We're not sharing beds. What are we, 12? Oh, my God. Avila, 4,200 of mine. Yeah. This is awesome. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And that, well, that's a 2009. I'm sure 10 years later, it's probably a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
Melissa checks his statements.
His girlfriend checks his statements.
He is completely whipped.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll do that tomorrow. We're only supposed to hear you one night. You probably get this a lot. This is real service. <It's> pals.
Did Caesar live here? I hear people still actually say like those quotes in Caesar's Palace to the to the desk people.
I know, and they're probably like, "What is happening here?"
Yeah, especially the ones I've never seen the film.
Yeah, really, you saw The Hangover? Great, good for you. Oh my God, this is a gorgeous villa, though.
Oh yeah, that's beautiful.
Oh my God, it's all one suite. Thank you, guys. Or should I say, thank you, Stu.
Thank you, Stu. It's welcome. Only because I love you.
Get dressed, be ready in 30. Oh, my God. Look at that bathroom, too. Jeez. Oh, my God. I stayed.
Antique radios.
I stayed at the Excalibur, and then I stayed at the Mandalay Bay the two times I was there. Where did you stay?
I stayed at Caesars.
Okay, nice. That's on my list.
I was planning to go back last year, but obviously with, you know, pandemic that, you know, stopped it. So I'm hoping to go back again this year. And if I do, I'm planning on possibly staying at Paris.
Nice. Mm-hmm. We ate at the Paris at the Mon Ami Gabi restaurant in 2006. Really good. Yeah, the Venetian, oh, like so many nice hotels there.
Oh yeah. And Stu looks like he wants to propose.
Yeah. I am the Phil mostly. Because you know, I've been married, and I'm like, dude, no. That's how it works. It's time. No, that's bullshit. Too. She's a complete bitch. She beats him.
That was twice. That was out of line.
She's strong-willed, and I respect that.
Ow.
To mention she fucked a sailor. He was a sailor. He was a bartender on a cruise ship.
I'm staying right here. I can hear everything you're saying.
Outfit the hell has on. Are you guys ready to let the dogs out?
Ooh, let
start saying.
If we were doing a 2000s one hit wonders on making Mount Rushmore, I'm sure that would probably be on everybody's list.
Oh yeah.
And now we get to hear it. They're all dressed nice, and Alan's like so cash.
I wouldn't say Stu is dressed nice, though. He's kind of. Phil is so like dressed up, like go on a town. He's got this guy with a funny t-shirt and
the man purse.
A man purse, yes. I get a lot of compliments on this. It's a satchel.
Indiana Jones wears one. Dwight Bayard.
Here we got the Todd Phillips director cameo. He does in all of his movies.
Clearly get some action.
Yeah. Going up, guys. Yeah, we are too.
Oh, now they're going onto the roof.
Yeah.
We're paying for a villa. We can do whatever we want.
Just wedge the door open. That's an important plot point right there.
Yeah.
They make sure that they show that in the sign.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, I would be like, part excited and very scared up there. You know, we when we were at the Mandalay Bay, we went all the way up to the what the hell is it called? Foundation room or founder, whatever it was called. And that's literally right underneath the Mandalay Bay sign. And you could see unobstructed the entire Vegas Strip because it's all the way on one end.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a little scary, but still cool.
Probably not as scary as going to like the Strat and going on those rides at the top of the building. You could pay me enough to get me on those things.
It's like college. Drinking Jaeger.
Phil was about to say something. Alan interrupts him.
I prepared a statement. Are you a fan of Jaeger?
I actually don't drink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Be glad you don't. And it is this horrible, like, licorice. I don't like licorice. It was something like everybody did in college. We had Jaeger bombs. There was Jaeger. There's something called a Screaming Nazi, which was Jaegermeister and Rumpelmintz put together. Yeah. Mm. That's the Wolfpack speech.
He, like, took the time to actually write this all down on a piece of paper.
So there were two of us in the Wolfpack now. I was alone, and then Doug joined in later. So he meets Phil and Steve 2 months ago. Four wolves.
Strippers and cocaine.
Makes a successful Vegas trip. He takes out the knife and cuts himself. He's like, what the fuck?
Dude. It's like he wants to do a blood oath. Blood brothers.
Do. Alan, give me the knife. We're not going to cut ourselves. Is he a doctor? No, he's fine. He's good.
It's good.
Getting here crazy.
Tonight, the four of us will never forget. Oh, if they only knew.
And Usher's Yeah's playing. Oh, yeah. And then we get the time lapse here. I tell you, did you feel this way in Vegas that you like had so much energy and you didn't know why?
Yeah, it's it's like
there's
I don't
a
know
rumor
if it's just like that.
That they pump oxygen in the casinos, they pump it in the air. I don't know.
Yes, I've heard that like pure oxygen. It's like to make people, you know, to make them gamble more, but it's like, yeah, it's almost like just the whole atmosphere of the city or just like the ambiance of it. It's there is something to Las Vegas that just draws people to it. There's a chicken.
This whole place is destroyed. You see a woman walking out here trying to be quiet.
But yeah, there's just there's something to Vegas that just draws people to it, and you can't really explain it. You just have to be there to experience it.
Yeah, and walking around, the theming is incredible. You know, the restaurant, everything. It's just so good. You don't even have to gamble and still have a good time. You don't even have to drink and have a good time. That's what's great about Vegas. Oh,
yeah.
I've been this hungover and not happy when you feel like as bad as he looks right now. He just looks like his entire body is in pain.
Pain, yeah. Oh, there's Alan from behind the bar.
Yeah, fever playing. Very good. No pads, and he just falls over. There's Stu with like just his mouth open, like just not, he's like just has no idea what is happening.
Smoke was coming off one of the couches, and there's Phil on the ground.
On the ground, and then there's Alan going into the bathroom to, you know, take a pee, and he's got beads around his neck. Something I think I got beads when I was in Vegas.
There's a diet curve.
I love his face.
He's just kind of this like, am I still loose? Am I still hungover? Is that really a tiger? This stupid tiger. And then that realization is like, holy shit. He just kicks Phil.
Like, oh, control yourself, man.
Kev, will you put on some pants? But yeah, I was talking to some coworkers when I came back from the trip, and I told them, like, you can go to Vegas for like a week and just sample all the restaurants, and you would be good.
Yeah.
Holy folio, he's not kidding.
Swear it's okay, Steve. This is going to get the E on iTunes explicit. Oh, I started using that phrase from this movie. Holy fuck, there's a tiger in there.
I'm in so much pain right now.
Oh. Whew. Yeah.
My credit card, I'm screwed.
Hey, bro. You might have some pants. I felt a little weird ass twice. Pants in the toilet time like this?
He just grabs a towel. And Phil, and he's missing a tooth.
Yeah. I've had mornings like that with my fraternity brothers where we're just like, what happened to you last night? Kind of thing, you just laughing at each other.
And of course, being a dentist, he knows exactly what tooth it is, the lateral incisor. Get out of the bar before housekeeping shows.
Yeah, I think they'll know anyway. A massive headache.
He's got it, and he wants to drink a Monster energy drink.
Well, caffeine's good for a headache, so. Yeah. If Doug's mattress is gone. Wow.
They're nerdy hillbilly. And all the phones in the hotel.
It's a lot of beer bottles, too. Jesus.
Hello.
Alan? It's Phil.
He's looking right at him.
This is Doug's phone.
Oh, there's a baby.
What the fuck is that?
It's a random. Whose baby is that?
You sure you see anybody else now? No one's here. Check its
collar. They missed the woman going out.
Yeah. Check its collar or something. Deal with the baby later.
There's a tiger in the bathroom.
It's not our baby. Fine, we'll take it with us.
Again. He at least just finds some pants.
He's got the baby, Bjorn.
Stu got the towel to his mouth. Now he's feeling the pain of the tooth.
Alan's got his hand wrapped. It's
I never even noticed that.
Oh, because he cut himself last night.
What's his name?
Carlos.
Ben Carlos. Then that woman's like, okay, so it's that kind of, so I'm going to be traveling with those people.
Okay, he's stuck in the elevator. The pool's in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Quite the sight. Jacking his little weenus. When you put yourself together, man. You just can't help.
Stable, Carlo.
Even though you think he's a weirdo, you just can't help but laugh at that. Even if you're all hungover or whatever.
Oh, man.
Seriously,
have some juice. Oh, and he pukes.
Juice. Orange juice is my go-to on a hangover because you just need that sugar from it. Oh god, when I turned 40, I came home. I think at like 4:30 in the morning, and I was staying at my parents' house, and my kids were there. My son woke me up, and at the time he was Oh God, he was like 5, woke me up at like 7:30. That was not. Yeah, they can't remember the night before. They're right trying to write out a list. Yeah,
they, after Hard Rock, they blacked out.
Yes, I got to figure out the what happened in the last 12 hours, basically.
And how it has the tooth. what else is in your pockets?
Check your pockets. Well, who eats a hot dog at that time of the day?
Bellagio.
$800. Oh, God.
I'm so effed. Ballet at 5:15 a.m. We drove last night. Driving drunk, classic.
Classic.
Oh, and now they noticed the hospital band on his wrist.
Phil was in the hospital last night. Alan, I'm fine. They have a lead, yeah, basically. It's like,
he does it again. you got Stu to crack. Are you qualified to be taking care of a baby? Yeah, nope. I found a baby before. Coffee bean.
Wait, what? Of course, there's two of the people that they didn't want to let drive the Mercedes.
Yep.
And waiting for it at the valet.
Now they notice a crane.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a mattress on the statue. It's Doug's mattress.
Hassel threw his back the window last night.
Some guys just can't handle Vegas.
Go play your golf.
Yeah,
you can play golf really cheap in Vegas, but yeah,
and a police cruiser.
But you have to play it like noon to 2 or something because it's hot as hell. Here's your police car, officers. Not cool.
You got a 5?
Yeah. It's on the way back.
Oh, he hit the baby
in the head. Oh my god. How my glasses. Oh,
I know that's not funny, but I know that's not funny, but you know. So illegal.
Oh, it's funny. Stolen police car.
The baby's all, you know.
What's going on here? I think the cop car is pretty cool. Oh, Carlos in the back. Let's drive on the sidewalk.
he's got the sirens on.
Nobody just like look and see like those aren't cops in there. They're really. <It's a cop. laughs>
Man in the leopard dress, you have an amazing rack.
It's funny. Should have been a cop.
Now at the hospital.
Okay. Oh, it's Matt Walsh. Character actor. Yeah, you've seen him in plenty of things. He was one of the guys in Old School and he's in a lot of the Todd Phillips movies. Small parts.
Yeah, it's fun, you know, it's funny, you always hear about you know, Tim Burton kind of always having like the same actors and actresses in his films, but you know, other directors do it too, because it seems like a lot of the actors in this film have been in a couple of other Todd Phillips films as well, so you know, not that uncommon.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are known that old ass. A lot of these guys are part of what's known as the Frat Pack. You know, that's like the Vince Vaughn and Luke Wilson, Owen Wilson, Ben Stiller. They're all, you know, they're all in each other's movies. And, you know, these guys are kind of part of it. Walsh is in a lot of them.
Thanks. Bribing the doctor. I don't want to re-sterilize.
He's like, well, you'll be okay. No, he won't.
2:45 a.m. Minor concussion, bruising. Again, Stu trying to pull the doctor card. You're just a dentist. Oh, the blood work came in. Oh, and here's the big plot. We realized they had roofies in their system, which explains why they forgot everything.
Ooh. Are you saying I was raped last night? He looks in the chart. If you see the look on Phil's face for a second, I don't think so. Think of the last night. Remember? You're going to be fine. Actually, you just came from a wedding last night.
A wedding? Oh. He wants his money.
The best little chapel. Do you know what that is? It's get a map and fuck off.
Off. I'm a doctor, not a tour guide. A chapel, okay. And there's a big old stripper sign right next to it.
Yep, I'm sure, you know, there's a pawn shop right down the street, too. Yep.
Okay, crack the window.
What if they don't remember us? Hey, you guys! It's Brian Callen, for another very funny guy. From Mad TV. He's also the coach on the Goldbergs. There's some sick people in my life, but this guy, he is a wildest bastard talking about Stu.
Yeah.
It's like probably all those years of repression.
Repression
under Melissa. I thought he was going to eat my dick. You do weddings here.
Do they do weddings here? You're cracking my balls, man.
Oh, small guy like a monkey.
Small guy like a monkey.
Of course.
He getting funky like a monkey.
He's like, you guys don't remember nothing, really? Oh!
Oh, it's Stu that was married.
She's pretty hot. He looks seriously happy here.
And that was after he pulled his tooth, because you see the gap.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Melissa's not going to know anything about this.
This never happened. The high roller package.
Coffee mugs, baseball caps. And calendars.
Stu and Jade.
Stu and Jade 2009. Alan puts the hat on.
And they figure out that's whose baby it is.
Yep.
Carlos.
Do annulments. It breaks my heart. Makes me sad.
I'm going to give you a good price for it, though.
And he needs both parties, though.
She probably knows where Doug is. Yeah, Heather Graham over, is over, what's her face? Any day. Rachel Harris. Let's say anything for Rachel Harris, but we'll.
and they still took all the boxes with them.
Well, come on, they paid for it, so, I mean, you got to take it.
True. But who's going to keep it?
Tortured. Who are you? Apparently, I'm a guy who marries complete
strangers. I'm a guy who's... Hey. I took off Alan's hat.
What did Alan do?
Torching all of it. I'm not going to torch a cop car. That's like the line, that's the one line Phil won't cross.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't answer it.
She called twice already. I have to.
I want shotgun.
The reception up here is crazy. The sequoia trees.
Baby, it's cute though.
I'd be, oh, if he's so cool, I could breastfeed. Oh,
it's Fast and Furious showing up.
Yeah. Oh. It's at the tractor. I think it backfired. It's looking for the same guy. Ooh.
Is that a baby?
That's a goat.
Can you please start the tractor?
And Melissa's hearing all of this. There's a baby on board.
It's a baby goat.
Now it just got serious. Oh, he runs his foot.
Oh, and he shoots Eddie.
And a car got hit.
He shot Eddie.
Not the Lambo.
Go. What's going on?
Let that go to voicemail. Ted Danson, Magna PA, and that Jewish actor.
Steve Guttenberg. Referencing Three Men and a Baby, which is...
Oh, and there's Heather Graham.
Mm-hmm. He's with his father.
Now, I don't know about you, but I feel like... I know she was in like things between here and... The Spy Who Shagged Me, but I feel like we really never heard much from Heather Graham between the two films. Do you feel that same way?
Yeah, I mean, she did a lot of small movies. I've seen a few of them that weren't actually bad. But she didn't do much for a while, or she just did I think she did some TV, too. I mean, she was on Scrubs for a little while. I'm trying to remember when that was. She had some, that was before, way before this. So try to look up, when this came out. So, yeah, she didn't really do much. She played the aunt. I remember that in Judy Moody. I saw that with my kids. Mm-hmm. She was in the third Hangover.
Yeah, she's been in some other stuff, too. Just, like you said, kind of more minor stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's wearing my grandmother's ring.
She was in some movie. I'm trying to find them. Oh, Grey Matters. That was 2006. That was really funny. With her in Misconception, I saw that. That was a British movie. Yeah, she's just like she's known them forever. She's like, where have you guys been? You're acting weird.
Oops.
Breastfeeds right there.
It feels like, oh god.
Oh, Tyler, the baby.
Yep. So she was the one that was at the room.
Yeah, that was her we see leaving.
Why would she leave the baby behind?
I think she was going to get coffee. She said, "Were you a doctor or nurse?" "No, I'm a stripper."
She's well, technically, she's an escort.
Yes.
I married a doctor. Not just, a dentist.
Yeah, he uses his own line.
Oh, police.
Shut that baby up. It's Rob Riggle. I remember him on SNL, and I was like, this guy is going to be typecast as pretty much cops and gym teachers. Oh, that's, God, I'm trying to remember. That's Brody Stevens, that other cop right there. He unfortunately killed himself a year or two ago. Really funny guy, though.
Oh, kid. Can't record. Now he just kicks the phone away.
Kid's not going to forget that.
Oh, using their one phone call. Oh, we're at the spot at the hotel.
Yeah, this girl plays Tracy's pretty smoking, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you ever listen to our Pop Goes to the Couch, Sean usually likes to, has his, like, little collection. He calls it his train or whatever. They'd all be on his train. See, Phil's the one you need to, get the line of bullshit and get everybody to believe you.
Yep.
We'll be back in plenty of time.
Oh.
Gotta go, our table's ready. Interesting way to handcuff people.
Oh. He tries to step over it.
Just walk out backwards. Gentlemen,
got some good news and some bad news. Well, they found the Mercedes.
It's parked in the middle of Vegas Boulevard.
Yeah, that is weird. Couldn't find a meter, but here's $4. It's a Monday morning.
Stole a police car.
We didn't steal it, we found it. We deserve a trophy.
Not up in here. Oh, Phil tries his I'm no hero. I'm a school teacher. He tries to play it back on him.
Yeah, it's like it's their fault they lost the car.
No one looks like bad. We got to get to a wedding. You guys don't need people talking about your obnoxious tourists that borrowed your squad car.
Discreetly, of course.
Oh, she got an idea. Officer Garden.
Uh-oh. He laughs. Do either of you have a heart condition?
Gets very excited. Oh. Real treat today.
How to use a stun gun.
Oh, God.
What, wait, what?
It's just he nails Stu. You shoot from a distance, and he volunteers.
And they all raise their hand, like they all want to do
even
it.
The other cop does. Come here, handsome. No, you not you.
Fat you Jesus. Fat Jesus.
I love that one. Pretty boy.
Point, aim, and shoot. Oh, you can do this.
Finish him!
Right in the nuts!
God. Right in the nuts. That was beautiful. Well done. Even Al is laughing.
Phil's a good bullshitter, but he can't bullshit a kid.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No more charge.
Oh.
Oh, here comes a big man.
he
just stares at Alan.
Can't do stuff on Alan. I was like, so we meet again.
Just staring each other down. Brown, point, aim, and shoot.
I was like, give me your best shot, kid.
Works his way up. Eye of the tiger.
Oh, 50,000 volts.
To be afraid of light of ride the lightning.
Oh, in the face.
In the face. Oh, he's still up. He's still like, up. He's still the kids are talking. Sometimes it's an electric charge.
Oh,
My daughter understood. My daughter loves this one TikTok. It was like some guy in the army, and I guess they were shooting tasers. They were like, you know, so they feel what it feels like. He gets shot and he screams like R2-D2 when he's like, wow. Cracks me up. Just can't tase people.
That's police brutality.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. Oof. That's on my not-to-do list, is ever get tased.
Yeah. My man doesn't shut up.
Poor Alan. Childlike innocence. Something happened to Doug.
What if he's dead?
I can't afford to lose anybody close to me again.
Again. Grandpa died.
World War II
in battle. Skiing in Vermont. It was during World War II.
The car is beat to shit. Stop upsetting Alan.
Let's not freak him out anymore.
And the car. Oh, my God. Car.
It's perfect.
Yes.
No, not even a scratch.
He's trying to look.
I got a cigar.
Yeah, that is a nice one. Look at these little boots, women's shoes.
women's shoes. Men's size 6.
That's small.
He's got a condom. Oh, Alan.
Yeah.
Gross, it's wet.
Yeah, no matter what's going on, you're just gonna have something like that happens. It's funny. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait.
I don't think they're far from the airport because I can see the Luxor over there. Yeah. There's something in the trunk.
They think he's in the trunk.
Something. A Chinese man with a crowbar.
And he's naked.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, right in the face.
Doesn't really believe in manscaping. Oh, you gonna fuck on me? Huh? We're on your side.
I hate Godzilla. I hate it too. Ken Jeong definitely steals this movie as Mr. Chow.
Oh, although he's even funnier in the second one, even though the second one is a movie. I think he's even funnier now.
Yeah.
But did you die? But did you die? Cheng called. Cheng so called. You were so mean. Uh-oh, Alan's gonna come clean.
He slipped something. So he's the one that gave him the roofies.
Yep.
Oh, you thought it was ecstasy. Well, you thought they wouldn't have a good time without it.
It was roofies.
he seemed like a real straight shooter.
Chuck D at the liquor store wasn't a good guy.
He drunked us. I lost a tooth. I married a whore.
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
Your language is offensive. Oh, my God. At least some stranger didn't drug him.
Yeah, they still don't know where Doug is.
With a meth method doing that to his corpse.
He's gotta make some calls. Yeah, I was like, help me up, Stu. He's
yeah,
like,
I was like, please.
He smacks him.
Oh! He hits him in the head. First the baby, now Alan.
Things not go with car doors. At least they look better than they did this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the tiger.
Oh, jeez. How did he get in there? Some asshole roofied me.
You were literally too stupid to insult. Thank you.
I hear something coming from the room.
Little Phil Collins.
I can't hear this song now without thinking of this scene.
Right?
Like, whatever comes out of the car, the kid's like, look at me like, oh, shit, Dad's going to do it again. It's on the movies. Oh!
Well, I remember this was, like, all over the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh!
Mike Tyson.
The baddest man.
Mm-hmm.
Did my favorite part coming up right now.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Yeah, chorus line.
Oh, Lord.
It's better in the trailer, though, because, well, it's better in the trailer because on the last bump is when he knocks out Alan.
Yeah.
One more time again. Hold on. Boom! Oh!
First he was tased out and beat up with a crowbar. Why is
and then knocked out by Tyson. I feel like this film gave Tyson a little bit of a kind of resurgence too, because it seemed like after the late 90s when he retired, he kind of fell out of the mainstream until this appearance.
Yeah, he has Robin Givens and other issues, and You know, this kind of, yeah, it's kind of gotten back into the pop culture zeitgeist here.
Great line there early by Phil. We tend to do dumb shit when we're effed up.
Yeah. They found it in a tiger cage. Maybe Azaz, like, Omar, respect.
Respect.
What happened to Omar? Don't worry about Omar. He's not with us no more. What happened to Omar? That's all I know.
I'll see if we're going to get the tiger back.
Come on, champ. You're not putting the tiger in a Bentley. You put it in the Mercedes. Come on.
40 minutes? He's like, don't make me come back here for him. and they're still starstruck.
Yeah, Stu's marking out. That was Mike Tyson. And Al is still like kind of out of it.
I mean, given the force behind that punch and that it was a barehanded punch, I'm surprised Alan doesn't have a broken jaw.
Of course, he still has.
Now put some points. Putting them in a raw steak. Piece of steak. Alan took a punch from Mike Tyson.
I love this line here. Why are you peppering the steak? You don't know if Tigers like. Tigers love pepper. They hate Tigers, cinnamon.
They hate cinnamon.
I've actually used that line a few times.
Five roofies.
Make sure he's the whole thing. Tiger's just sitting
and the
there.
Tiger's just been lying there the whole time.
Because you would think Siegfried or Roy would have shown up for the Tiger, but now it's Mike Tyson.
Right? That's got to be the most well-behaved Tiger ever. If he's just not leaping immediately for him.
Well, because he's probably afraid of Mike Tyson, too. You know, Tiger's not stupid. What now? We wait. Until the... it's Stu's little piano thing here. Hey.
Serenading him
with the chicken. That room is so destroyed.
When they take a little tiger snooze. Or Halle Perry in her Catwoman suit. Did you ever see that Catwoman?
No. I've seen like bits and pieces of it. Poor Doug.
No. They show Alan in the jockstrap again.
Oh, God.
Oh, the tiger's out. Well, then we're shit out of luck.
Oh, it kind of reminds me like when they snuck out the donkey in bachelor party.
I feel bad for the next group of people that has to use that luggage carrier.
Oh God!
What's the next Haley's Comet? It's not tonight. Oh, he's awake.
When they're driving in to Las Vegas.
Oh, looks like Phil got clawed.
Oh, pretty bad.
Oh, it's tearing up the seats.
Oh, God. So I just Googled like how much the damage bill would be for the hotel. It's at the suite in this movie. Just for the accommodations, $25,800.
Oh,
because the suite at Caesars, all right, for two nights would be $8,400. Cost of replacing the mattress would be $1,400. Damages to the room, $16,000.
Oh my God, they don't screw around with that stuff.
Yeah. So somebody like the entire movie, these guys would have spent almost $60,000 between everything that they've had to spend money on. The food, beverages, the entertainment, the car. All the damage to the car was $20,855. Gifts, miscellaneous. This is quite something. It's on screenrant.com. Oh, Jesus. God, poor Phil. Oh, there's Doug.
Oh. they had to push the car the last mile.
We're all best friends. I have all night.
Oh, wait. I'm on TV.
Oh, he's whizzing in the pool. Really, Alan? Really?
Tyson sometimes like, you want me to punch you again? Overflow the pool.
Maybe I should wait outside. Good idea.
It's a good idea.
And they're walking
the tiger. Now they take the tiger. From these dumbass cops. Nice.
Mike Tyson probably doesn't like cops there. That's why he's like, yeah. I'm going to high five that one. I was going to say, I've never seen a more majestic, elegant, beautiful, regal creature that he starts, you know, pantomiming, like doing him in the butt. Somebody with a lot of issues.
Alex throws up on the car.
Oh, gross.
I think this is the first time watching this. I noticed that Tyson has that little dog with him.
Oh, yeah, the French bulldog. Yeah. Tyson's understanding. As long as they got the tiger back, he don't care. Yeah. Alan still was trying to find his way out of the house.
Tyson's like, yeah, we all do dumb shit when we have to. He's like, trust me, I know.
Yes. I think he's mean. Dude's been trying to get him to call Tracy the entire time. Poor Doug. We don't have to tell her everything because, you know, Melissa doesn't need to know.
Don't need to know about me marrying a hooker.
You still have to get annulled.
Oh, what? Oh, behind you?
Oh, that looked like it hurt. Oh.
Oh, and the sign, too.
Right
through the roof. Oh,
those look like shoes, men's shoes size 6.
Yep. Oh, there he is.
It's the guy. Get out of the car, please. So this is the first year of Community, which I'm actually watching right now for the first time on Netflix with my girlfriend. Or his senior, Ken. Yeah, I had never really seen Ken Jeong before this movie.
Right.
He's a legit doctor, too.
I have whiplash.
Get the fat boy, fat boy. It's funny because he's fat. I want my purse back.
The purse is a satchel. You steal from wrong guy.
I remember stealing from him. You're on a real heater. God, craps is just...
It's just under 80 grand.
I'm kind of scared of craps. I've played a couple times, but just... there's just so much going on.
My dad usually likes to play craps.
Mm-hmm. I'm more...
there are Skittles in there!
Don't let the beard fool you. He's a child.
It's funny because he's fat. Yeah, I'm mainly a street blackjack player, so.
Okay. Yeah, I learned light ride. I do like Caribbean stud, although it's very frustrating.
You said he was your lucky charm.
It's funny. Fuck you. You get me my 80 grand.
Oh,
they got somebody in the back seat.
They think it's Doug.
Chill out, goatee.
Quid pro quo, douchebag.
Alan, where's your purse? Well, no.
We can even write you a check. Cash only. Tit nap, come on.
It's a nice, was that an Escalade? Yeah.
Cadillac.
They did quite a bit of damage, though, hitting the Mercedes with it.
Big rock in Mojave Desert.
At dawn. Toodaloo!
As the window goes up.
Yeah, this is parts of Vegas you don't see on the brochure.
Yeah. The sea to your side.
Yeah.
Now destroying the room even more. The room even more to find this satchel. $10,000.
I was gonna use it for.
You're already married, so we're good there. Sex with a pilot.
Bartender on a cruise ship.
Hey, sofa pizza. Did you just eat sofa pizza?
Yes, I did. You find it?
Nope. Oh, it's blackjack book.
Ah.
A little homage to Rain Man.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. The only thing about blackjack, though, too, is that it's, you know, sometimes, you know, you just might not have the budget, and it's hard to find a table that's not as but you don't get the comps, though.
Right.
Alan's sitting there counting his cards, which is illegal.
And the numbers going around his head. I usually just try to find either like $5 or $10 minimums, and then just usually just play the straight minimum.
Yeah. I remember I was winning one time in Vegas, and my friend behind me is like my Jiminy Cricket. Whoa. I'm like, could you stop doing that, please?
Your conscience?
Yeah, the people who mess up the anchor seat.
Yeah,
I love this song that's playing here too. It's the Joker and the Thief. Awesome song. And of course they get Jay to come back, who's looking even hotter than she did before.
Mm-hmm. Alan's just so focused.
Wow.
Shut up, bitches. I don't know, counting cards seems like it would be so complicated.
Nice little signs. Look at that. Oh God!
Like everyone, thing. His chips just keep on piling up, and he's just so stoic. Oh, now they know. Now they're onto him.
Splitting fives.
Tell you that's. I don't even know you, but I'm gonna tell you that's dumb. He can't lose. Yep, they're onto him.
Sure, Jade knows her way around a casino in Vegas, too.
He flexed off the security camera.
Oh, they're coming to check. Oh. We need a diversion.
And there's a diversion.
Such a klutz. Wait a beat. This is my wife here. Does it hurt? Yeah, ow. See that they're gone. Oh, no, you're fine. Let's go.
Yeah, I think you're fine. Really okay. And he's gone.
And they're off to the Mojave Desert.
Yep.
Wow. 82,000 from 10 grand. Alan, you're the man. You are too, Phil. Alan's got his little crush on, man crush on Phil here.
Yeah. Come back next week. Take the whole city down.
No, we got to get Doug. No, it's no good. Jonas Brothers are in town.
Jonas Brothers. Anyway, got to that, though.
I actually saw the Jonas Brothers. Well, I have an 18-year-old daughter, so.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Well, here's the thing. I took my son to WrestleMania at MetLife, and I told my daughter, well, to make up, I'll take you to two concerts. So I had to go sit through Ariana Grande and the Jonas Brothers. And I actually enjoyed the Jonas Brothers concert more.
I was like, fun. We're the three best friends that anyone could have.
And they're waiting for him.
The stoic look. Well, they are really out there.
Yeah.
Waiting to see the vultures flying across the sky.
Now what?
Give them the signal.
Flash your lights. Flash your lights.
No, it's on. What's on? The deal. We just drove 30 miles in the desert. He knows it's on.
Who else would be out here? Why would we be here?
Fine. Oh.
They gotta be like the Deuce of Hazard on that side. Can't even get up.
Yeah. Like NASCAR.
Yeah.
And Alan's. Oh. He falls. Funny fat guy on his face.
It's right here. I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Leslie Chow.
Phil with the tiger scratches on his neck.
Yep.
It's cool, Stu.
That is cool.
Captioning, speaking in foreign language.
Oh, okay. So you got the captions on too? Yeah, me too. Give me money.
I shoot him.
That one dude's got a.
Yeah.
That one dude's got a pretty nice belt buckle. Just looking for the money.
It's all here. Let him go. They can't tell that he's too tall right now. Oh!
Oh, it's not him.
That's not Doug. What you talking about, Willis? Not Willis? Him.
Ha 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 ha. Oh, he knows right. Alan. Mm-hmm. Oh, he sold them the roofies.
How you doing, man? Roofling? What's roofling?
I am Doug. Classic mix-up. Of course, we would see him again in the third film.
Not as a happy an ending for him in that one, though.
Nope. Not my problem.
He's like, he's a little Chinese. Not! Oh, that nasty.
So long, gay boys.
Yeah, I was like, you ever get that ecstasy?
I got no ecstasy.
Damn. Gosh, it.
Darn it.
Darn it.
Shoot.
Now we go back to the
back to where we started.
It's Phil. How'd you end up in Chaz's car? We were hanging out at the Bellagio.
Yeah, we were at the Bellagio? Shooting craps.
Oh, Bellagio's so nice.
It is really nice.
Yeah, between that and the Venetian, I think are my two. I think are the nicest that I've been into.
Mm-hmm.
The hell's Ruflin?
You are the world's shittiest drug dealer.
Wynn was nice too. I played in Wynn.
Yeah, I tried to spend a little bit of time in each of those casinos, in each one of those places, but I feel like I didn't get the full, you know, grasp of them. That's one of the things I'm hoping to do when I go back later this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Palms was nice. We spent a little time there. Rio was interesting. You know, I never made it to the Strat or the Hard Rock. Those are two on my list. And Old Vegas, like Fulton Street and all that stuff. Right.
Mm-hmm. What about Groundies? How about Ray Peace?
Ray Peace. God. I said Groundies.
That moment where Stu kind of puts two and two together when he says about how you likely up on the floor of the roof, and he's like, holy shit, now I know where Doug is.
That 2009 phone there, too.
Yeah. He's had a delicious brunch.
We're in a hurry. We gotta go. Bye. Oh, she pissed.
I know where Doug is.
Yeah, that's true. You can't open windows in Vegas hotels.
And now they're like, holy crap!
Doug, we really is it. Our Doug? No, this Doug.
No, our Doug, Black Doug.
Hey, easy with that stuff. I'm sorry. It's on the roof.
Like that time in summer camp. that was hilarious. This one, not so much.
Think he's still up there?
Well, remember they that night when they had the wedge door open?
Oh, make sure you wedge it out.
Alan, make sure. Keep that door open.
He was right above them the whole time.
There he is.
Poor Doug.
Oh, 2 days up there in all that sun.
Oh yeah.
And we're about to, see right here.
Guys, what the fuck is going on? He felt like, hey,
who is real bad? Should have kept the mattress. He could have. Laid under it.
Yeah.
Frankly, you're wasting a little bit of time right now. he tackled somebody. He hurts himself.
It's like my skin burns. My skin burns.
Just get me home. Get me home.
Yeah, he's pissed. Just a little bit.
They have him in a wheelchair and a robe. Drinking, what is that, Fiji water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does not look good. They're completely dehydrated. Yeah. Out of it.
Oh, there's Jade. Is he missing a tooth?
Yes. God, he's so red.
It wasn't.
Poor Jade. She does look disappointed. Like a nice guy actually wanted to marry me.
Yeah. You were really effed up. Oh, he pulled that out himself.
I mean, I know they had to have Jamie Chung because, you know, her character, because, you know, they don't go to Thailand without him, them having a reason to. But I would want to see Jade come back and be with Phil. I mean, Stu.
I thought that's where they were going to be going with the good way that they kind of end here. I thought that's where they were going, but we don't, like you said, we don't see her in the second one. And then she's like briefly in the third one.
Yeah. Safety first.
Don't mess the car up.
The ship has sailed.
Sue's already setting up a date with her, knowing that he's probably going to dump Melissa. When I'll hopefully remember.
Stu, come on.
Awkward. Yep.
Stu's got a little hitch in his giddy up there.
Yeah. Making that long drive back to LA.
Oh, God. Wow, 80,000 chips. That's what happened.
So he had the satchel with the chips. So they still walked away with. They're still walking away with. Well, actually, no, because they didn't cash the chips.
Well, yeah, they got to go back and cash them, but still.
Yeah.
Well, that 80 grand is going to cover like the whole bill. So
pretty much.
For the car and everything, and the room.
Oh, got a the tuck shop.
On the highway, like how if he knows just them,
just casually tossing bags to them.
Just happen to have their measurements and everything,
right?
Page me. That was my buddy.
I was a friend. Oh, I was a friend of Alan's.
Yeah.
And she's all ready to go.
Yeah.
Had to make a quick stop so they could change.
Well, you can't walk in those clothes they thought they had on.
That's true. I just want all those other people driving by probably wondering, like, what are those four guys doing getting changed? I'm surprised Doug's able to shave with that sunburn on his face.
Well, you know, the movies.
And they made it. MapQuest took on a crazy route.
God, MapQuest. I remember what the father did. I think the father was like a doctor or something.
Yeah.
How's my hair? Cool like Phil's?
Classic Phil. He's thrilled.
Sorry.
Vegas.
That's a cool father-in-law right there.
So blissfully unaware of what they went through.
Why are you so red?
Why are you so red?
It's a long story. It kind of makes it. I'll never put you through anything like this. You don't even know really what happened.
Nope.
I'm sure they explained it to him on the ride home. Dude, we got a tiger. Yeah. And it was a stripper with a baby. Well, more of an escort. But I'll take you to the candy shop. These guys.
This is the song you want to play at a wedding.
They also played the wedding in Old School in Will Ferrell's movie, Will Ferrell's wedding in the beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the band that plays that wedding.
Saw Phil there with his wife and kid. Oh, here we go.
I'm doing shots. Hey, Melissa. We met Alan. Well, there was a snafu.
he's like still like the little bit unsure if he still wants to tell her, and then he's like, you know what, screw it, I'll just do it. He covered his ears.
Why did you go to Vegas? Because that's what married friends do. Riddle me that.
And everybody's watching. What he wants?
Stu just erupts. Like, of all that.
All that pent up frustration finally boiling over.
And then there's Phil just with this look on his face like, thank God.
Since you effed that waiter on your cruise last June. Boom!
Told me it was a bartender.
Yeah.
Sorry, I said correctly. It was a bartender. You fucked the bartender.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, you're just
such a bad person.
Like,
all the way to your core. Alan, shall we dance?
I'll just slide by Alan. Fame! I'm going to leave forever.
He does like the smoke in a blunt.
Yeah, sure. I'll see about getting my bartender's license.
No, thank you.
Which I actually have a bartender license.
Oh, man.
That must have been such a fun wedding.
Phil's got his son on his arm. I give it 6 months.
You're a dick. I think Phil's well aware that he's an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for the bachelor party.
We can't remember.
Oh, Alan's got a camera. So he's already seen them.
Yeah.
And then as we saw in the third one, he not only saw them, he had them printed out and blown up all over his room.
Yes. We look at them one time, then we delete the evidence.
And then we delete the evidence.
Chris
I say we delete it right now.
He wants to find out why he's in the hospital.
One time.
There it is.
Here you go.
Oh, dear Lord.
That's classic.
Yeah.
And of course, whenever I hear this song, this is all I think about.
Yes.
Oh, there's Jade.
Not very naked for a stripper.
Alan just casually checking his pager.
I love how they kind of put.
Then he's dead. There he's pulling his tooth out.
Oh, blood everywhere. Yeah, kind of recount the whole night here. Oh, tequila. I would be doing that too if I did this.
With a shotgun.
With a couple. Alan with the old lady.
Oh, shooting his gun. Oh, there they are at the craps table.
It's the Bellagio.
And he's asleep on the table.
I guess they had a limo with a bachelorette party. That's not special.
The Carrot Top.
Carrot Top. Carrot Top, who is legitly like this buff dude doing coke. Oh, God.
Oh, Alan getting a belly ring.
God. Those bachelor parties are nuts.
Oh, Wayne.
Wayne Newton.
And Stu knocks him out. Alan in the Alan in the fountain.
Caesars.
Oh, there they are in the hospital.
Phil. Ciao.
Ciao. Oh, there he is on the roof. Alan helping him.
Oh, God.
Tyson.
Oh, Ryan, God. The tiger. Like a tiger didn't maul them. Jesus.
Oh. Oh, and the wedding. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, what a funny movie.
Oh, that was great.
Yes. Yes, it was. So, Steve, as we wrap up the show here, is there anything you'd like to direct people to? Any pods upcoming? Any articles on the website that you want to direct people to? Social media presence?
Well, as you mentioned, I was on an upcoming episode of Making Mount Rushmore where we talked 80s and 90s one-hit wonders. Some really good selections by everyone on that panel, so check that out. Our most recent episode of Pop Goes the Classics dropped. You, me, and Miranda talked Lady and the Tramp for the month of February, and upcoming soon for the month of March will be Sleeping Beauty, which I'm really excited about. Obviously, you can find, as I mentioned, you can find me at placebnation.com with my usual articles, Vintage While Previewing, Box Office Report, and my wonderful list of Disney. Other than that, you can find me usually over at the Place to Be Facebook page. Lots of great stuff going on there, questions, tournaments, just a lot of great discussions. So that's usually where you can find me.
All right. As for me, yes, I am all over this feed. There will be a new Blockbuster Rewind coming out very soon. I believe Tim Capel is returning. That is myself, Eric, and Scott. We're going to be going over the RoboCop franchise, the original, the sequels, and then the remake. Like Steve mentioned, Making Mount Rushmore drops every other Monday. We have PTBN Trivia Night. After this one, we'll have episode 4 will be the next one, which will be Friends-themed. So we'll see who knows everything there is to know about that fine TV show from the 90s. Pop Goes the Couch drops every week. We're covering WandaVision, and after that's done, we're going to be covering the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and hopefully, you know, any other great streaming shows like The Boys or Stranger Things when those return. Also, let's see what else we have coming up. New Year in Pop should be coming out by the end of February, as well as check me out on the Wrestling Network with Great Debate Wrestling and Evolution, the latest episodes with Tim Capel. And on the next episode, which should be dropping, I don't know, probably within the next month or two, Callum McDougall, the fine Scottish chap that runs our Twitch channel and as well as our YouTube, he's coming by Evolution. We're going to break down the great career of the one, the only, the Heartbreak Kid, HBK, Shawn Michaels, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. So that's going to be quite a fun show. Probably going to be a very long show. I don't know if it'll hit, you know, with Nate talking about Sting. We got very long on that, but it should be a fun listen to. And while we're at it, check out everything that's going on the Place B Nation Wrestling Network. You have the Place B Podcast, Main Event, all the new shows. There's a few new shows that just dropped. Also check out the Jenny Position, that is Jennifer Smith's fine feed with The Journey Through Infinity, Brother Sister Rewatch, Bianca's First Time, lots of great stuff going on over there, as well as North-South Connection, as Justin, Chad, and Aaron's feed with all kinds of great stuff, Extreme Three-Way Dance, Ruthlessly Aggressive, Shrink Wrap, lots of fun stuff going on over there. And our good friend Glenn Butler, that is the Non-Toxic Fanboys, I believe it's called. His new feed is launching. Check out the website, placebnation.com. Each and every day, lots of articles. You'll see at least an article or two by Steve every week. All the pods are featured there. Steve also mentioned the Place to Be Facebook group. That is a lot of fun. We do a lot of just goofy things to pass time, and we're going to have tournaments starting up again soon. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Come in there and be a part of the conversation. So, with all that out of the way, I want to say a big thank you to Steve Riddle for stopping by Laughing Theater and watching The Hangover with me tonight.
Thank you for having me. This was...
Yes, it was a pleasure. It was all mine. And for those of you out there listening, thank you for joining us. But for now, the theater is closed. And we'll see you at the next showing. Take care, everybody. Said, I'll tell you all the story about the Joker and the thief, sir. It's okay. Fucking Joker. Oh, God.